堂听 class.com。
In three, the pitch characteristics of the Cockney dialect. There really is no overriding pitch characteristic for Cockney, neither an internal vowel lilt nor an imposing external melody between the vowels exists there. If anything, it would actually be that the amount of intonation or pitch variety changes with the characteristics of the particular person you're playing, just as it would with any character who speaks standard American English. The only thing I'm going to do here is to give you a sentence which demonstrates the different levels of intonation which can be played in Cockney. Now, if we had the sentence, for example, we travelled along the motorway and went off to get a bite to eat. As some Cockneys might say in a very monotone voice, we travelled along the motorway and went off to get a bite to eat. Or a very expressive, energetic Cockney might say, we travelled along the motorway and went off to get a bite to eat. If you have a chance to see the BBC television programme Upstairs Downstairs, there's some marvellous different characterisations within Cockney of the servants in the downstairs quarters. Now, you make your choice about the amount of intonation you're going to use based on the character you're playing, rather than on any demand characteristic being placed on you by the dialect itself. So this is the end of the brief comment on the pitch characteristics of the Cockney dialect. Lesson 4 in this series normally looks at vowel or consonant changes related to pitch characteristics. Since I just said that there's no demand pitch characteristic here, it is stretching a point to include any of the sound changes or pronunciation changes in this category. I am, however, going to put the Cockney pronunciation of the medial and final R, the Cockney R drop, within the context of a slight pitch characteristic. Not because R drops always happen in the presence of a certain lilt, but more because they happen in the absence of any upward lilt, which often accompanies so much of British speech, standard British speech, of course. This is especially important with the R drop when it is at the end of a word. For example, you would not be likely to hear a Cockney say player, even though a standard British speaker might say player. But the Cockney has the tendency to have that pitch jog go slightly downward, and that slight downward jog helps to assimilate that Cockney R drop into the speech, just as the resonance did. Player, player, player. Therefore, we'll look at the R drop within this context. The Cockney R drop is very, very similar to the British one. There are a few exceptions, though, which we'll look at when we come to them. The first one is the final ER at the end of a word, and we'll just lilt slightly downward and we'll simply change it to the R sound. So, word list A, player, player, helper, elpa, brother, brother, blur, blur, mother, mother. Sentence is B. The Dodgers weren't only baseball players, but also great fellers. The Dodgers were not only baseball players, but also great fellers. The runner staggered over the hill and then became a blur. The runner staggered over the hill and then became a blur. Remember, this drop-off in pitch does not have to happen. It's not absolutely essential, but it might help you get this at first. We're now going to look at the middle ER, the medial ER, as in thirst or bird. Now, this drops again into not an R, but a very thrust-forward sound, almost like the German umlaut sound. And it's very similar to the British one. But you really got to integrate this into the Cockney resonance. Let's give some examples. Again, word list. First, first. Thirsty, thirsty. Earnest, earnest. Hurdle, hurdle. Word, word. Sentences B. Herman was the first to win 30 games.
Herman was the first to win 30 games.
See? Herb first learned 20 new words.
Herb first learned 20 new words.
The next R drop we're going to look at is when the R follows the O sound. The O, as in sure, more, becomes sure, more. No extra sound added, just drop the R and get that sound stretched out into the Cockney resonance. Word list, aye. Sure.
Sure.
More.
More.
Before.
Before.
Again, remember to do that slight downward lip at the beginning, it might help you. Door.
Door.
Explore.
Explore.
B. 14 boring sportsmen adorned the shore.
14 boring sportsmen adorned the shore.
C. 40 gory creatures poured through the French doors.
40 gory creatures poured through the French doors.
Now the next one is the R sound. R, car, car. Now normally when you have an R, remember it rounded forward into oh, oh, oh. Now it's not going to round quite so much before an R drop. So we have word list, car,
car.
Harvard,
Harvard.
Sergeant,
sergeant.
Not so much sergeant, but sergeant. Guard,
guard.
Mark,
mark.
B. The archer got out of the arbor unharmed.
The archer got out of the arbor unharmed.
C. Archie told him to park the car in Harvard Yard.
Archie told him to park the car in Harvard Yard.
Now, the next few we're going to look at are vowels where, as the R drops, you add an extra schwa sound, an a sound, after the vowel. So instead of here becoming he, it becomes here,
here, here.
Okay, word list A. Remember again the drop in pitch and the resonance. Sincere.
Sincere.
Here.
Here.
Queer.
Queer.
Appear.
Appear.
Cheer.
Cheer.
B. Don't jeer at me, I'm not weird.
Don't jeer at me, I'm not weird.
C. The steering wheel was near the gear shift.
The steering wheel was near the gear shift.
The next one is the air sound. Air, as in hair and pear, which again becomes air,
air,
with the addition of the a sound. Word list, hair.
Air.
Pear.
Pear.
Rare.
Rare.
Barely.
Barely.
Fair.
Fair.
B. Where did the polar bear go?
Where did the polar bear go?
There was an air of excitement, which was rare.
There was an air of excitement, which was rare.
And the last of these that changes to the addition of the a vowel is oor, as in poor, which would become poor,
poor.
Word list A. Endure.
Endure.
Tour.
Tour.
Sure.
Sure.
Allure.
Allure.
Sentence B. You're sure you can endure the long tour?
You're sure you can endure the long tour?
Poor hunters offer no allure to pacifists.
Poor hunters offer no allure to pacifists.
Finally, we have to talk about one minor complication. It's a complication which comes in when the R is in between two vowels, as in very, sorry. Now, in British, we would tap it, we'd go, very sorry. In Cockney, you can't do that. The R really stays in, but you want to make sure that it attaches to the second of the two syllables and not the end of the first one. So, very sorry. The other situation is when you would normally have an R drop, a word that R drops. But following that word very closely is a word beginning with a vowel. And here, if they're uttered closely together, that R is going to glide over, as do so many consonants at the ends of words in Cockney. It's going to glide over and attach to the next word. So, adore it, if they were uttered a distance apart, would be adore it. But if they were close together, it would be adore it. Okay, let's look at a few. Very, very sorry, sorry. Remember the lilt and the resonance. Miracle, miracle. Adore it, adore it. More and more, more and more. Sentences. I'm sore at you because you prefer everybody else's cooking. I'm sore at you because you prefer everybody else's cooking. Trevor Adams had to be carried out of the convention hall year after year. Trevor Adams had to be carried out of the convention hall year after year. And it's the end of the lesson on the R drop, which we integrate slightly in with the minor downward lilt of the Cockney dialect. Cockney lesson number 3, isolated phoneme or pronunciation changes. This is a lesson where you look for vowels or consonant changes which are not specifically related to any lilt or resonance characteristics of the dialect. Now, the first one we'll look at here in Cockney is very similar to the standard British change of the A vowel to the R vowel when it comes before certain consonants or consonant clusters. The Cockney dialect makes the same substitution, except the target sound is a bit more rounded. Instead of chance and last, it would be chance and last. And, of course, the typical high-back Cockney resonance is ever present. Now, on rare occasions, you might hear Cockneys who retain the A vowel sound, or a variation of it. And instead of switching to R, they would do chance and last. But to be safe, you'll never be wrong in Cockney in making the switch to the R when it falls after the target clusters or consonants which signal the change in standard British. Okay, the change before the F sound, as in after, after, half, off, laugh, laugh. Before the voiceless TH, as in bath, bath, pathway, pathway. Before the NS combination, as in dance, dance, chancellor, chancellor, France, France. Before the NT, as in advantage, advantage, plant, plant, chant, chant. Sometimes before the ND combination, as in commander, commander, demand, demand. Before the single S sound, as in fast, fast, last, last, grass, grass. And let's look at couple of quick sentences here. At last, the commander's repast is half ready. At last, the commander's repast is half ready. After the batter scored, he tripped on the cat who was dancing. After the batter scored, he tripped on the cat who was dancing. Notice there are some as that don't change because they do not come before the signaling consonants or consonant clusters. Ask any bashful man and accept his answer. Ask any bashful man and accept his answer. Now, there are a lot of exceptions to times when these don't change or some that do before different consonants. So you look closely into the manual and we'll give you some more specific directions there without taking the time on the tape on exceptions to these general rules. The next isolated change is probably the most famous characteristic in Cockney speech. It is, of course, the famous Cockney H drop. Now, the H drop is not as easy as it might seem, because in order to assimilate it into the dialect naturally without sounding forced and studied, you must include a glide from the sound immediately before the dropped H to the sound which follows the dropped H. Now, if a front vowel comes before the H, as in the phrase, I hasten, you add a sort of a y sound between the vowel I and the next vowel which follows the dropped A. So instead of saying I hasten, you say I hasten with that y sound. Instead of three holidays or three holidays, it would be three holidays with a y gliding in between the two. Now, if a back vowel comes before the drop, you glide with a W sound. For example, not true heart or true alt, but true alt. Not so hungry or so hungry, but so hungry. The Y sound and the W sound glide the two vowels together. Now, if the H drop comes before a consonant sound, you simply glide by making the consonant which came before the H drop glide over and become the first sound in the syllable which follows the H drop. So instead of 5 inches I, you would get 5 inches I, as if the Z sound from the inches were at the beginning of the H word. Instead of not inherited, but inherited. Now, with this consonant switching to the next syllable, you get that glide with the consonant sound. The only time you would not ever glide into an H drop is if the H begins an utterance or comes after a fairly sized pause. Now, even when you do initiate with an H drop, make sure the Cockney resonance is there, so that you don't sound put on. Okay, individual words. Don't forget the resonance. A. Hereafter. Hereafter. Hello. Hello. Uninhabited. Uninhabited. Apprehend. Apprehend. B. I hasten to add my hearty and humble congratulations. I hasten to add my hearty and humble congratulations. C. To hide from harm, Henry hijacked a hydrofoil. To hide from harm, Henry hijacked an hydrofoil. D. Don't hog the hash. We're hungry too. Don't dog the ash, we're hungry too. And of course, if you were to put a glottal stop instead of the T, as we'll look at later, don't dog the ash, we're hungry too. The next isolated change is to do with the medial or final L sound changing to a sound which closely resembles W. But the medial L only changes when it comes after a vowel sound, but not in between two vowel sounds. In other cases, it simply remains a clear L sound, L, as opposed to L. Of course, the final L, which usually does make the change to W, will revert back to a true L if the next word begins with a vowel and they are uttered closely together. All right, let's take a look. A, cruel, cruel, hill, hill, build, build, thrill, thrill, conceal, conceal. B, steel workers always feel the need for real friends. Steel workers always feel the need for real friends. And C has an example in it of an L at the end of a word which does not change because it's followed closely by a vowel sound. He was still able to conceal the state of his health. he was still able to conceal the state of his health. Not still able, but still able, because the A sound comes after that. Now, this substitution does not have to happen in stage Cockney. There are times when you might, when it might interfere too much with intelligibility. You and your director will have to be the ones to decide which direction you go in there. The next substitution is the Cockney glottal stop, where the medial or final T comes out as almost like a little cough sound. Now, this is another substitution which can be done in two different ways for intelligibility purposes on the stage. We can do it with the real glottal stop, or instead with a very odd T, which is not authentic Cockney, but which works very well on the stage in maintaining the impression of authenticity without sacrificing intelligibility, the way the real glottal stop sometimes does. I'll do the authentic one here on this tape. You can practice also with the substituting an odd T instead of the glottal stop. Now, please don't forget the resonance traits on the entirety of the utterance. Little, little. Water, water. Waiter, waiter. Criticize, criticize. B. A glottal stop happens in a lot of unlikely dialects. A glottal stop happens in a lot of unlikely dialects. See, it's a pity that a little water is not more greatly valued. It's a pity that a little water is not more greatly valued. And the final isolated change in Cockney is one in which the final NG sound on ING endings is dropped and simply remains N or N sound. Instead of rehearsing, rehearsing, singing, singing, reading, reading. Sentences B. I'm singing and dancing in the rain. I'm singing and dancing in the rain. We're coming and going all at once. We're coming and going all at once. And of course, if you were getting a little more educated in your Cockney speech, you could put an ING in. We're coming and going all at once. It's not something that you have to do. It depends upon the specifics of the character. But it is quite authentic in most Cockney speech. Now, I want to mention at this point that there are actually a couple of other isolated phoneme changes, specifically consonant changes, that do take place in most authentic Cockney speech. For example, the most important of these is the substitution of F for the voiceless medial and terminal TH, and V for the voiced medial and terminal TH, giving you forsooth instead of forsooth, and bathe instead of bathe. Now, there are also some intrusive consonants which sometimes come in curious places. Now, I'm not going to drill these changes at all in this instructional tape, because even though they're authentic, I consider them to be extremely detrimental to intelligibility for the American stage, and even sometimes for the British stage, for that matter. So, we are passing quickly over them here because they have such potential to damage Cockney intelligibility. But if the resonance and other substitutions are done well, you can clearly maintain the impression of authenticity without those substitutions. This then is the end of the lesson on the isolated changes in the Cockney dialect. Lesson number 6, couched practice. For this lesson, make sure that you have your manual in front of you and that you have familiarised yourself with the short end system that I use for marking the phoneme substitutions for Cockney, which we've just studied. After that, you can look at the marked or scored versions of the passages, which will follow. All of the major phoneme changes have been appropriately marked. I will first read each passage very, very slowly, strongly stressing each of the substitutions and integrating it into the Cockney resonance. Try to read right along with me. Now, after I've done each section slowly in this way, I will repeat it much more quickly to give you the more realistic sound of these substitutions and patterns in energetic, connected speech. Now, we'll use some lyrics from Gilbert and Sullivan operettas for this exercise. The first, from HMS Pinafore. A British tar-riz, that glides over, tar-riz, a soaring soul, as free as a mountain bird. You might find sometimes Cockneys would say mountain bird. Is energetic fist, should be ready to resist a dictatorial word. His nose should pant and his lip should curl. His cheek should flame and his brow should furl. His bosom should heave and his heart should glow. And his fist be ever ready for a knock-down blow. I'll go over that once more by yourself, that part of the tape, just to check those out again in connected speech. It would be, a British tar is a soaring soul, as free as a mountain bird. His energetic fist should be ready to resist a dictatorial word. His nose should paint and his lip should curl. His cheek should flame and his brow should furl. His bosom should heave and his heart should glow. And his fist be ever ready for a knockdown blow. Well, I want to look at one more little Gilbert and Sullivan piece here. And then we'll go and look at a couple of different levels of Cockney speech on this passage. Now, when a felon's not engaged in his employment or maturing his felonious little plans, his capacity, now of course if you didn't pause, it would be plans his capacity, and also plans does not change to plans because that's not an NS in phonetics, that's an NZ. For innocent enjoyment is just as great as any honest man's. Our feelings we with difficulty smother when constabulary duties to be done are take one consideration with another. A policeman's lot is not a nappy one. And I said a nappy one because frequently when you have an H drop and a vowel and you have A before it, they'll change it to an in order to go along with the general an rule. All right, I'm going to read this two ways. Just connected speech, regular Cockney. When a felon's not engaged in his employment or maturing his felonious little plans, his capacity for innocent enjoyment is just as great as any honest man's. Our feelings we with difficulty smother when constabulary duties to be done. Ah, take one consideration with another. A policeman's lot is not an happy one. Now, the last thing I want to do, and the second way that I want to read this passage, is to tone down the Cockney quite a bit, and to do what, for want of a better term, I'll call a Michael Caine version of Cockney, where you've been educated, and you sound like you're pronouncing your vowels and consonants quite clearly, but you still have basically a little bit of the Cockney resonance and some of the basic Cockney vowels. So I'm still sounding educated, but there's a big difference between this and what it would sound like here if I were to switch into the standard British. All right? When a felon's not engaged in his employment or mature in his felonious little plans, his capacity for innocent enjoyment is just as great as any honest man's. Our feelings we with difficulty smother when constabulary duties to be done. I'll take one consideration with another. A policeman's lot is not an happy one or a happy one. The Cockney who's becoming educated might put the H's back in. He might not hit the glottal stops as hard. There might be T's, hard T's substituted for them. And indeed, the articulation in general would be much, much clearer. This, of course, would depend upon the character and the specific background of the character. But for now, that's enough discussion about the levels of Cockney. I leave you with the benediction to go out and devour it with your Cockney.